Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
I am recording Bachelor for July 26th. Okay, Kay.
All right, let's do it. Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is great to be back here with you, Kay. How do we feel about episode 3? Let's get right into it. Do you have feelings, thoughts, concerns, happiness? What are just an overall umbrella feeling?
Right off the bat, episode 3 was what I've been waiting for this season. I was waiting for the, the guys, I'm here for this person, I'm here for this person, and having to finally make this decision on who they're actually going to, give their time to and who they actually think they see as a future wife.
It's very interesting you say that. I talk to people. I'm not just I'm a humble celebrity. I like to talk to the listeners, the people, the peasants, the general population. It was interesting to me that there were a lot of women in my life that were turned off to the lack of they didn't trust Gabby and Rachel to be able to work through this as two women, as bad as that sounds. It sounded like a lot of people were like, they're going to hate each other. They're going to fight about it. This is hard on them. And it's like, they're two. And in my eyes, I was like, they're two adults. They seem like they're cool with each other. They can talk this out. They're in a game. So it's not like they're not living together. It's not like they can talk about anything else. But then it was interesting how much people didn't, and again, I don't mean to put the gender this, but how much the women did not like that it was so vague.
Yeah,
who the men were approaching.
I had no idea.
And to me,
until they chose, and like until like you know, Hayden.
There was
made,
a bunch of them. I was
Hayden
surprised.
Made his comment, and a few other guys did, but I did. I had no idea who was going where.
And it just the discomfort that I felt with people, and my response to them was, you feel that people felt uncomfortable with how real life dating works, because I guess people, and I understand that people come to the show for the fairy tale, for the idea of like these, whoever's in the lead is the star, and we're trying to aspire to them. And that's, generally, dating's a two-way street.
Yeah, and watching the reactions and just them, the women, Gabby and Rachel sort of questioning, they're like, this sucks. Like, I want to go home after every rejection. Like, I am questioning if this is for me. And I'm like, has no one dated before? Like, this
have you
is
ever
exactly,
dated? Have you ever?
This is exactly how it works. Like, I literally was just texting with a guy yesterday who matched with me. He was giving me all these compliments, the whole love bomb thing. He completely ghosted me, has not responded to anything. This is how it works.
It's like, Gabby and Rachel, welcome to reality, and it's reality TV.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get right into it. I agree with you because there were real moments. And the other thing that I kind of felt from this episode is like, I mean, the laziness of the production team, like this show turned up in the last 10 minutes in a way it hadn't turned up in a long time as far as the game's concerned. Without, that was the first time in a few years where without manufactured drama between people, there was actual drama to be had because of the game show aspect.
Yeah. They seemed like housewives almost, the housewives that don't want to show like emotion if something's wrong.
So
when the guy was like, no, I'm actually here for Gabby, Rachel's like, okay, thanks.
You're right.
Like, no big deal.
And then her and then her interviews were totally different. Sobbing. It was amazing. So let's go to the brief synopsis of what happened on this week's episode. Go for it.
All right. So okay. Rachel bonds with Zach over liking planes, a pilot who likes planes. Imagine that.
Gabby has a date with Grandpa John and Eric that doesn't quite strike a chord.
There was a photo shoot group date complete with awkward costumes because who doesn't want to dress up as babies on a date?
Men tell Gabby they're there for Rachel, so Gabby decides to not give a rose.
And the cocktail party is canceled and we go right to the rose ceremony where the men are finally split up into teams like the Bachelorettes are and about to play a game of dodgeball. Man.
Yeah.
It was an exciting episode.
It was exciting. It got interesting towards the end. What did you call it, Kay?
Okay, so I did an Instagram takeover on the Bachelor Instagram account last night, and I decided to poll the audience and see what they wanted to title it. And I picked, it looks like Jordan Leone. She titled it Little Miss Rough Around the Edges. And
It's a great name.
It's relevant. So, Jordan, thanks for that.
Yes. Viral. It's got it all. I'll read our producer. One of our producers, Amy, had meatball pulls an Uno reverse. And that is a play on kind of the end. I couldn't believe that was used in a post-credit scene.
That was weird.
You know, it was weird. It was a weird bury of the lead, but maybe they didn't have time for it. But in all honesty, I would have gotten rid of half of Eric's date for that.
Absolutely. I didn't need Eric's date.
Eric's date was, I mean, we'll get to that in a second. I have a lot of opinions
on Eric's
date.
All right, and what did you name the episode?
I wrote, let's play a game of Bumble Live.
Literally.
Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was Bumble. And it's like the women got to approach the men and the men say yes or no. And we had a little Sadie Hawkins dance. It was, you know, some handled it better than others. But let's go to, so we opened the episode. I want to talk about this because it's not on our outline. We open the episode at the Bachelorette Mansion where Gabby and Rachel are discussing. What did you think of their discussion? Basically, their discussion was like, we need to know which men want me and which. It was very
it was kind of like
powerless.
It was like, okay, so we have to split it up and we have to figure this out now, which I guess, you know, we're 3 weeks in. And in my head, I've been waiting to find this out. Because my worry is, what if they are going to end up fighting over a guy? And like, I think this is sort of, I don't know if it's a great idea, but I think this is kind of what needed to happen is sort of like, let's sort of lay out who wants who. So this way we kind of set up the girl code. Like when you go to the bars,
sure.
Me and my friends, I'm like, I like that one.
Mm.
And so,
yeah,
that's it.
Well, I guess like that's where I kind of got, you know, I would say every, you know, guy who watches this, if you're, you know, I definitely felt frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand they're the leads and these guys should be approaching them. And I do also understand the wish and what would, you know, I would imagine it's a turn on for one of these guys to have the confidence to go, step aside, Gabby, I want Rachel, or vice versa. Step aside, Rachel, I want Gabby. That is hot.
Yeah.
But the way they talked about it wasn't in hot or not senses. It was like, well, if they like me, I like them. And it's like, and I really hate it because they made a comment and I do agree with them, but I also don't like the perspective, I guess, is they were like, and if a guy hasn't made a decision yet, it's sketch.
Mm.
And it's like, well, you haven't made a decision yet.
Right.
Is it,
like,
you know,
is
like
it?
I understand. Right. And I do understand they're new to the show. So they're, you know, the male fame aspect hasn't kicked in yet, but anyone who's there for fame, I would assume would make the hard decision towards someone. You know, there's a reason that would make you stay, you know, in a certain sense. So I don't know. It was a little bit hypocritical,
well,
I felt.
Then at the end of the day,
just watching it.
At the end of the day, they can pick whoever they want, but the guy has to feel the same. So they can say, like Mario,
yeah.
But Mario has to like Gabby back, or, Mario.
Right.
So they can pick whoever they want, but it doesn't mean the guys are going to pick them as well.
It felt like we were playing double dutch. And we had the two, jump ropes, and everyone was, trying
waiting
to get into the
turn.
Waiting to get out for their turn, like not sure when to jump in to start jump roping. Because, again, what happens is like you get your feelings hurt. And it also, like, as far as like dating in 2022, we are all people who look up the restaurant before we go. I bring up this a lot on stage. I bring this metaphor up a lot with dating. We all Google the place before we go. We Google map a walk we've done 1,000 times. None of us want wasted steps. And you can see Gabby and Rachel and the men. This is why they're all like, no one's making a move. It's two sides of the middle school dance and no one's making the hardest move, and that's to maybe get turned down, and that's reality.
It's
reality. So it was frustrating to me as a straight man, where, again, societally you are put in the position of make the move, go talk to the woman, make a move, be a man. To watch the other side of it, where they're getting mad at these guys.
Yeah.
For not making, it was just a lot of, it was interesting to me. I thought that conversation needed to be talked
about.
No,
I agree. And it led up to the very end of the show. Like, it gave us a precursor of like, this is what's going to happen later.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. The word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
So we go on date one. Rachel has a one-on-one with Zach. What did we think?
Well,
I can never remember this guy's name.
Okay, so Karamo shows up. They're doing, he's like, we're gonna pamper you guys. They're getting pedicures, the whole thing. And then they get into these costumes, which, like, I couldn't tell if they were being serious with the way they were dressing them. Like, were they like, they really wanted to wear this, or was it supposed to be silly and funny?
I guess it's like one of those, like, it's supposed to be a live version of the montage
like
you get in
montage.
Clueless.
Yeah, okay.
A rom-com, like the makeover montage,
yes.
Which, they're trying on the outfits. I think Zach and Rachel have the similar personality to a wooden table. They don't have much going on, and Karamo brought it as much as he could, but I mean, like, even when he was opening the champagne, I'm just watching this whole thing, and it's like, and then they're going to a red carpet. I get it, it's LA. I understood what they were trying to do, but like, you had two zeros on the personality scale, giving us Oh, that's a funny dress. That's a funny. Oh, look, you're dressing. Look at tough
look
guy
at
Zach
colors.
Dressing
wow.
in clothes Karamo wants him to wear. Yeah, it was a little like it again. And I don't blame them as much as I blame again. And something that like was really something as I thought about the episode today, the lack of creativity of the production staff of this show. You are repeating dates. We've done this
red
before. Carpet. I get
yeah.
it, LA. You know, you have two women there. Play with the Petri dish. Play with the variables,
yeah.
you know? So, you know, because then, we do get the... I thought the moment of them watching, so they go to the movie premiere, which is just videos of their childhood,
which
I don't care about them enough to care.
Right. That okay, so that was my problem with the childhood stuff. Yes, it was like, sure, it's very sentimental to them, but why do we care? This is my whole
I don't
thing
know,
about
Zach.
Social media. It's like, why would I care about this post or engage with this? I don't know you well enough to care about like what you said to your grandpa on his birthday in like a random like candid film. Huh?
Absolutely. And
then why would he care about her and vice versa? Like, they don't know each other enough. This is their first date.
Right. And that's why, like, we needed, like, I felt like this episode, I felt like they could have waited on alone dates. Like, because you have so many men, because you have two women, like, let's see them in
group action. I want the two-on-ones. Have both
right.
girls take a guy out that they both like and see how that turns out.
Yeah, like, let's play with it. And it's just like, I totally agree with you. I don't care about Zach. Rachel, I care more about, but less than I, would want to do the, like, I'm not watching her watch her childhood crying along with them. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, so speaking of crying, there were so Zach and Rachel clearly like each other. There's chemistry there.
Yeah, they do hit it off.
They
You're
hit
right.
it off. But Zach does this thing like in the moment interviews, and he's like, yep, I'm falling for her. And like, and it looks like he's trying to cry so hard, but there's no tears. You know what I mean? Like, it was
yeah,
almost
oh yeah.
too forced.
I've been there.
And it made me
very
like,
male thing.
Feel, like,
we
icky.
Very male thing. I've been there. I saw it too. You're trying to match the emotional state of the woman you're with, and you're like, I can't get there yet. It did seem, I
it
will agree,
genuine,
they did seem
like
they hit it off.
Tacky. I don't know.
It's all. I feel for him because I've been there where it's like you're they're crying and you're just like touching your eye a lot, trying and being like,
right.
come on,
there's not even
get something out of
nothing,
there.
No tears are even welling up. It's like just dead right. stone, dry face. But he's like trying to like work something up, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to cry.
It was Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo, no tears. Yeah, it was.
That's exactly
it was like,
what it was.
I've been there. I felt for him in that sense because, but I will say, like, he was saying and she was saying such like deep things. Like, they were
talking
like,
about
unconditional you know, when you meet
love
someone
and like being
right.
able to experience something like that or towards that with someone else. And I'm like, what?
It felt like a hometown date had on week three. Like, it felt like the end of a hometown mm-hmm. or the beginning of a hometown
yes.
date. It was like, it felt like they'd be in their home, podunk town at the movie theater that looks like, out of the 1950s movie. And, they've done that date, but later in the season.
Like, instead, they're at the El Capitan, like, in L.A., which I literally saw, like, a few weeks ago. I saw Luann do her. Luann from Housewives do her
theater,
show, and I'm like, this feels off.
The same theater graced by legends like Luann. And
like, I was like, something
and
feels
other
off.
Bravo
celebrities.
Bravo celebrities, yes.
Yeah, that was
so
fun.
He gets a rose. It does feel like they have a major connection as far as, Bachelor is concerned.
Yeah.
And now we go to a Gabby one-on-one. Now, what did you think?
Well, right off the bat, one of the things that I did on the Instagram story last night was ask, like, what guys are we liking? What guys don't we like? And Eric is one of the guys that everybody was like, he's suspect. Like, I don't trust him. I don't know if this was East Coast chiming in because I had already seen the episode, but it was a very strong consensus that we did not trust Eric. So I'm kind of glad that we got that date with him. And I love it. I love that Grandpa John joins sitting in the back of that Jeep with a little blanket over his knees. That took me out.
Listen, any scene with Grandpa John is a fun scene.
Yes.
Here's my issue. And again, it's back to kind of something I've brought up a couple times already. The laziness of production. Grandpa John was like your saving grace. It was your bullet in the cartridge. You could have pulled Grandpa John. Could have been pulled at any time, and you're pulling him out in episode three.
It's not the time for the lifeline of the Grandpa John. Like, you got to pull that out.
We didn't need him.
No.
That's what's so annoying. Like, Grandpa John, what are we going to see? Is Grandpa John going to have more time on TV than I will in my whole life? Like, on this season? Right. Like, is Grandpa John going to be on have a six episode arc?
He's already had more airtime than half of the guys. So, I mean, there are men on this show that I still have never seen before.
Ethan? Where did Ethan come from?
You say that name and I don't know who that is.
I mean, I was like, Grandpa, they go, we're going to have a three on one, or two on, three is better than two or something. And it's like, I get it. Like, every Grandpa John scene is going to be funny and fun to make fun of, fixing him up with the old woman, whatever. But you're like, it's the wrong moment. We have, again, to go back to, like, do we need the one-on-ones yet? Why isn't it a five-on-one?
Yeah.
Why isn't it, why isn't it get to know five guys at once? You know, Gabby, you pick your top five. Rachel, you pick your top. Like, it was, this to me got me thinking more and more. It was Grandpa John that made me think more and more, like, you have no creativity in that office. No one, everyone's like, I guess we're going to Grandpa John. Like, you put it perfectly, a lifeline. Like, you're not calling a friend on the $200 question.
Yes. Yeah. It seems way too early to do this. And there's some, I think, like what you were saying about why don't we have five of the guys with two of the girls or something, like these smaller broken up dates, because that would also help the girls figure out who the fuck they liked and vice versa.
Yes. And it would be. And you can do fun things in that scenario. You can do things that pop on TV. I mean, Grandpa John, and it's like, it's so obvious what they're doing. They're like, oh, Grandpa John with the spiritual healer. He's an old man. He's not going to get it. He's going to be like, where's my steak? And it's like, who the fuck cares? We could have done this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boring date. Grandpa John's even hamming it up. He's napping.
Napping.
Grandpa John's going to run out of bits, okay? He's going to be napping.
And then we're going to be over it for
the sixth time. Yeah, I'm already over it. It's done.
I know.
You did the bit, so I don't know. And Eric, I thought the end of the date was really the show of the date. What did you think of her, Gabby opening up to Eric?
Yeah, so, I mean, Gabby sharing that in general, I mean, that is such a, I can't imagine the trauma going through that and like not having your mother and like her saying like, I'll never know like what a mother's love is. And I'm like, fuck, that is tough.
Yeah.
And Eric A does not know how to respond, but I also don't think I would know how to respond. I don't know what I would say or what are you going to do? Like, you will someday, like, no, like, how do you react to that? And then, I don't know. She seemed very like, I think now she's like in her feelings so much and kind of like cling to him more because of what she was saying and not because of what she was feeling.
Could not agree more. She even says, I should be lucky to get a guy like Eric. And you're like, you're the fucking bachelorette. This guy has a mohawk. Are you kidding me? And it was... You're totally right because it felt like she got self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
She was, and you could tell she was grasping at straws. Even Like, and I, you're giving Eric more empathy than I'm about to give him. I thought he was, it looked like he was disinterested. It looked like,
yeah,
you know, he didn't really give her a lot. And it felt like Eric explained his family. And it was like, dad with a big personality. Yeah, my parents fight, but all parents fight. Like, you could see that Eric was explaining a very, quote unquote, normal home life.
Yeah, and which is a foreign concept to her.
Yes, and it felt like she got self-conscious because she's like, my home life isn't a normal situation, quote unquote. You know, I'm dealing with, you know, the mom stuff is heartbreaking to hear, and we don't know, you know, we only know a little bit of the story, so you can only imagine how mm-hmm. hard that is to deal with. And you go, and then she goes to kiss him, and he totally dodges her.
He does. He did. Yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah.
He gives her a cheek.
A cheek. And then she sits on his lap. Then she sits on his lap and she just like goes in for the, I think in that moment, she just, you're right. She got very insecure. And I mean, her saying like, am I worthy of like this love? Or like, am I going to be able to do this? Like, are they going to, babe, we're here. You are the one.
You're here for a reason.
Most of the guys are here for you.
Right. And you know what? And that's a good point, because I'm like, are any of these guys into Gabby? Like that was like my, at that point I was like, oh my God, every guy's there for Rachel and none of them are there for Gabby. The way Gabby was speaking, the way that date went, and you know, they make out and Eric gets a rose, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got a rose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Eric felt nor here nor there on her. It felt like, and I agree with the audience pick of like, you know, we're not sure if Eric, you know, on Eric. To me, he's there by circumstance, not by caring about Gabby, it felt like.
Well, now this just brought a point. So for Eric and Zach specifically, because mm-hmm. they got roses on their one-on-one dates, does that mean that that's who they have chosen? You know what I mean? Because the other guys had to choose. So it's like, okay, well, Zach,
they didn't
with
get
Rachel.
The opportunity.
Yeah, they didn't get to choose. So is it like, is that what it is now? I need more details.
Well, no, but that's a great point, because you could have a circumstance, and they're kind of hinting at this, that like, men are still like gonna switch teams at some point. They did kind of hint at that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Eric, who has not taken any chances. And that's the thing. Eric didn't put it on the line. Gabby did. So that was like the difference at the end of their date. Eric accepted a rose. He didn't ask for a rose. So you're right. Like, could he, you know, does he have that small print in his contract? And does Gabby reach for him more because she's not sure who he's here for still? Like, you know, a guy who says no to Rachel and accepts her rose, that's even like less romantic. That has less of the, you know, the drama that kind of, you know, not in a healthy way, but unhealthily like brings you in. And that's only human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... So we go to the massive group date, okay, and it's a photo shoot date with. When did this guy, the photo shoot guy?
He's there every.
I have
season.
No idea when he became a thing.
So it was. It's the last few seasons ago. Yeah.
Well, in the last few seasons, he's been presented as a thing. I don't know what moment. Like, I've been watching this show pretty closely. So have you. I don't remember that moment where the country rallied behind this random guy.
What is his name again? It's like...
Franco? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's Franco.
I mean, why? Because he's a flamboyant guy? Like, I don't even understand what the joke is to keep bringing him back. Like, it's almost offensive at this point.
Yeah, because his makeup doesn't look amazing. Like, he's not like this. He's not giving Queer Eye. You know what I mean?
No,
like, it's not giving
Karamo's the choice.
Gorge. Like, there's things happening. It's just very like, who let this guy on set, and then it just gave him like a production pass and he stayed.
Like, yeah, and I'm not sure if we're making fun of him. I'm not sure if we're just like, do they go like, oh, wait, oh, Franco's here. Here we go. Big episode. And it's like, I don't know. I just have never met a Bachelor fan that's like, oh, he's back. Like,
yeah.
To be honest, Lane, like, what's the jeweler?
Oh, Neil Lane.
Neil Lane gets a big, you know, Neil Lane gets a pop. Neil Lane, it feels like they are trying to make the make us believe that this guy is as
big of a deal like as him.
As Neil Lane. Like, and for me, I have never been excited to see Franco. He has never, like, added to the show in a way where I'm like, wow, thank God he's
here. We got to bring him
back. Remember when they tried to make him, like, a referee?
Yeah. It was, and that was, I remember, I think it was Matt James season, maybe, where they did that. Yeah. They were, like, all out in the woods doing some, like, crazy, like, the girls were doing some, like, crazy shit. I don't know.
And he didn't know, like, it seemed like he was all fucked up and didn't know where he was. Yeah, it was, like, weird.
I don't know.
It was wild.
I feel like we could go without, but rest assured he will probably be back next season.
Right. I don't know if we, but listen, Franco's back to do the dress. And again, we're dressing up and they're doing the fake pictures. This is, to me, they could have done this on a 5-on-1 and it would have been,
at least
we would have gotten to know them. What's that?
More meaningful. Yeah, we would have gotten to know them.
But this, it just was like, you know, I don't know. Costumes are like the crutch of the personality list. Like, you know, and I'm saying that as a person who wears a lot of costumes. Like, I am using that to get a pop.
Yeah.
When I do a costume, you know, so when I see this, I'm like, okay. I mean, there was one guy that had the head thing on when you get like a bad injury.
Yeah. I laying like on a gurney.
Like, is there someone out there that's like, I'm triggered? Like, of all the things that could trigger someone, yeah. Like,
I thought like, the same
yeah,
thing.
I was in an hospital for 4 months.
That was me.
Yeah, right.
They borrowed the gear.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We could have done without that date. And then they go to the football field, and it was really funny. I think it was Quincy. It's amazing how excited guys get about going, like, doing a sports thing.
Totally. Also, I thought it was hilarious that, like, this date had nothing to do with Gabby and Rachel.
Nah.
Like, Gabby is like, remember when they played football at the house when Gabby came over? Like,
yeah.
Gabby came over at one point before this massive group date, and she was like, it was awkward, whatever, and they start throwing a football around. And, like, it's not like Gabby's like, I mean, she was a cheerleader, I guess.
Yeah,
but like,
she doesn't
care.
Got her feelings hurt because the guys weren't paying attention to her. They were like very blasé about everything. Like, yeah, I'll talk to her when I get a chance. Pass me the ball. Like, they didn't care. But so Quincy last night, when they showed up to the field, he's like in this little like in the moment interview, and he said, "This could be, you know, the biggest night in Bachelor history." And I'm thinking, are they doing the rose ceremony here? Like, who's like, what's going on?
And it's like,
but it's just because they're going onto a football field.
Right. And seemingly only Avon got to have a moment on the football field. Like, no one else did anything.
Anything
right?
else. Like, I do not remember seeing any other. Like,
where was everybody when Avon had his big champagne picnic on, you know, SoFi Field?
I don't know, but I was waiting for an Avon moment because I've been watching him this whole time, and I was like, he just seems like he's going to be a guy that sticks around, and I was really glad that he ended up getting that moment.
Avon, very likable, very like, you know, I thought he was funny when he said, "Look at us, this is like a high school. We're like high school sweethearts." It's like, oh, what high school is at you know,
SoFi
60,000 seat, you know, stadium?
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought Avon was going to be go for Gabby. But again, I don't know what guys like who still at this point. Not until the rose ceremony.
I mean,
ceremony.
We barely know their names yet.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's hard to even, you know,
Ethan, I had to look
do
him
it.
Up. or what was it? Ethan? Yeah, I had to look him up right after you said. I was like, I actually don't know who that is.
I mean, he showed up literally at the end of this episode. It was like they just kept doing closes to him, but like looking around. And I was like, who is this guy?
Okay, so then we go to, you know, the post the
nighttime.
Football field. They're back at the house. I think they're back at the house.
I don't know where they are.
Or maybe they're at the girl's house, something. They're home. And Hayden and Gabby have a conversation. And this is a very... There are lots of ways to respond to this conversation, because Hayden saying up front, being like, hey, this is sort of claiming, I'm here for Rachel. I have more of a connection with Rachel. That's fine. I feel like he could have said that and left it at that, and Gabby would have been like, cool, great, all good. But then he starts going into the explanations, which, Jared, I'm sure like you talk about on You Up all the time, like you don't have to give the reasonings. Like, what good is that going to do? And Gabby didn't ask.
No, it's as simple as, it's like getting dumped and then someone going, you're wonderful, you're amazing, and it's like, I don't need the pep talk. Like, you in any time in a breakup, I think when you speak in you terms, you're wrong. Like, it's like a bad move. Mm-hmm. Just speak for yourself and get out of there. Like, it's you want to like you it's tag and gone, you know. You want to be, and he
dug too
I mean
deep.
He loved the sound of his own voice. Like, he kept going.
It was tough. He was literally like, I just feel like Rachel's morals align more with mine. You're a little more rough around the edges. And just kept leaning into it. And I'm sitting there like, this guy needs to shut the fuck up.
I mean, the morals thing, I mean, and again, it came right after her date with Eric, where she's explaining her home life. And yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying I'm above the mistake. I'm sure, you know, I've said the wrong thing in a breakup. I mean, we're watching a breakup. Like, it's not, you know, it's not easy. But he really fucked up. I mean, like,
he smiled throughout the whole thing, because Gabby's trying to hold it together again, giving very much like Southern housewife, like, we're fine. Okay. Sure. And at the end of it, he goes, you're the best. Just like, you like pat her on the back and said, you're the best.
Get out there, kid. See you later, champ. Gives a little. I don't think Hayden knows what he looks like. Like, if you look like that, if you look like a senator's son, if you look like you're from the cast of Succession, you cannot just throw around the word morals and have the name Hayden
and rough around the edges.
Yeah, I don't know if he understands how he presents.
Yeah, that's
tough. And I think, like, you know, I think he it was a tough watch. And here's the other thing, and it's something that, like, you know, women love telling you and the how they think they would be cast in the rom-com. So, like, women will love telling you that they're quirky and, oh, I'm the weird one. And but you should never get in the business of casting the woman. Like,
hello?
And that's what Hayden tried to do.
Yeah.
You don't. You listen. You do not tell. Like, I mean, I have it happen to me all the time where, especially if you go into, like, any audition, if you go into any, you know, if you want to act in any way, they go, you people are honest with you right away, almost too much so. They'll be like, Jared, okay, we have there's a part we think is perfect for you. It's fat friend who's loud and obnoxious. I think we think you would fit perfectly. And you have to go, thank you. Yeah, totally. And that was kind of what it looked like with Gabby.
Yeah, that was a really brutal moment. And then seeing her reaction afterwards in her interview. And Hayden just didn't, he was not aware of what he was doing, how he was sounding, and how he looked.
And Jacob did like a I guess, a softer version, but Jacob has been bad at talking to Gabby from minute one.
Jacob's He's the bad one that was talking. Like,
yeah, Jacob, I mean, did he go home?
I think
he did.
I think he did go home. I'm looking at the...
Yeah, I was done with Jacob. Again, another kind of like, you know, so Jacob does like Hayden Jr., you know, a little bit, but they don't really concentrate on it as much. But then Gabby does, you know, Rachel gives a rose to Avon, and then Gabby's like, I'm not giving a rose. And Rachel looked very surprised. And then they pull each other aside, and Gabby informs Rachel, and Rachel's like basically like, do you want me to hate Hayden too? Like, I don't like him either.
Yeah.
Like, right? She said something along those lines.
Yeah, she's like, so I can do that. I mean, I just need to know that kind of a thing.
Right. Right. And it, I mean, it turns out that that's kind of fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we'll get into the cocktail party, but Rachel keeps Hayden.
She does. And I remember looking at the screen and be like, oh, come on. Like, after he, like, really, like, that's also what, like, even if the guy is into me and not my friend, like, you still need to treat my friend with, like, respect. That's part of it.
Right. That's what Rachel said to Gabby, was like, you think you're going to get me by being mean to you?
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, let's go to the cocktail party. So they go to the cocktail party. All the men are talking about how it's so important. They need this time. There's guys that still haven't spoke to them. And Jesse Palmer walks in and he's like, there's going to be no cocktail party. And here's how it's going to go. The women, Gabby and Rachel, are done with this. They want to know who you're here for.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give out roses, and a rose from whoever you get a rose from is the woman that wants to date you. So now they're going to be more intentional.
Yeah.
Right? Is that, am I explaining this correct?
That's exactly how it worked, but we didn't find out how, like, what if until it got to that point. So, you know, the first guy, I think it was...
Termaine.
So Termaine is the first guy to tell Rachel, I'm actually feeling Gabby more. And so Jesse has to come out and be like, okay, well, it felt like improv where Jesse said, okay, well, then you need to go back up, wait with the guys. And then, you know what, Rachel, let's just take a rose away. Then you don't get to give out that rose because it's her. Why is she being punished?
Right. It was like you lose a rose if you lose
the guy. That's sort of like a sentence of okay, I'm either going home or this girl has to pick me. So the guy essentially knows that there's a high chance he's going home at that point.
Well, I give respect to Jermaine. I give respect to anyone that can respectfully say, hey, you know, I this would be me lying. Because Jermaine could have just stayed on the show. It showed you that he's, you know, and what was interesting is that Rachel now, you know, again, you know, when we were talking earlier, it looked like Gabby like wasn't going to have anyone to give roses to. Guy after guy starts turning down Rachel. And you see these interviews with Rachel and she's getting so, she's like, this is embarrassing. This is, what will the other guys think that I'm being turned down? It's like, wait a minute. Rachel, you have, you she had like a group of, I mean, by the end, she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys with the possibility of Meatball getting brought back in. And she's sitting there going, this is so embarrassing. And it's interesting that the minute it became Rachel's problem, it became a problem.
Yeah.
Because when it was Gabby going through it, she was like, oh, you know, it's going to be okay.
I'm going to keep Hayden.
And I'll get rid of Hayden. Yeah, and now she's keeping Hayden because she's like, I got to make sure I got numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
It was kind of annoying.
I don't understand the whole, all right, well, if this guy turns you down, you lose a rose. I didn't like that.
Yeah, it was weird. It did feel like it was like off the cuff. Like Jesse Palmer just was like, I guess I'm the captain now. You know, like it was very.
And then I don't know. Like at the beginning of the rose ceremony, they must have decided who was picking who. So if the guy said no to Rachel, Gabby did not have this guy on her radar. So the chances of her keeping him are very slim to none.
But I could also understand that she goes, oh, I never looked at him in that light before and I didn't know and I haven't met everybody here. So I do understand the idea of like, basically like, oh, okay, oh, so I guess Termaine is an option. You know what I mean? Like I can understand in a house of that many men and how when they haven't had a lot of group dates, how that could happen. I don't know. It just...
Because did any of the guys that turned Rachel down, did Gabby choose any of them? I don't think so. I don't think they did.
So I don't think
they all went home.
Yeah. To me, I respect that chance that they took, except for Meatball, who then came back after the fact to be like, hey, I didn't even know. I mean, he did what I'm talking about right now. I didn't even know. We didn't even get a lot of time to talk, and I'd like to try. And it's like, okay, like.
Or he just wanted to stay on the show.
I don't know. I wouldn't let him back.
Yeah, because he's
right.
Him and Jacob. Jacob had to go because it's over. Like, he's too much of a character to keep him on for too long. He's not taken seriously. You don't see him as a serious person. He's got to go. We're getting into more serious episodes. And then same with Meatball.
Yeah.
It's like him coming back and being like, well, it feels like a ploy to stay on the show.
But and yes. And I think what frustrated me about the, you know, with Rachel getting upset about the guys turning her down and then being like, I have to leave is like, you came on here to get engaged. If that's the premise we're working on, how you are now finding out who's here for you. You're getting the answer you wanted in the beginning. You're getting what you wished for. And it's like you're getting them to give you a straight answer. I'm here for you, which to me isn't really that fair to these guys when there's two women there to date who really haven't, you know, gotten to know, all of them haven't gotten to know all, you know, both of the women enough. And then you go, I'm going to leave. It's like, well, you got your answer. You're getting, you know,
I agree.
I don't know. It was, and then she keeps Hayden at the end and you're like, okay, so I guess you're not really, you know, it ain't sisters.
Yeah.
It felt a little shady
like, and it felt like, and like what
shady.
You said, it's only a problem when it's a problem for Rachel.
Right. Yeah. Woe is Gabby until it's woe is Rachel.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Let's go to the categories.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
What do we think here?
So for my would you rather, I said, would you rather have Grandpa John or Barb, Pete's mom, crash your date, your one-on-one?
Oh, it's Pete's mom. Barb, are you kidding me?
I totally agree.
10 out of 10. I mean, the women that come on this show to like help, you know, the women on the show, the moms,
Katie's
the sisters,
aunt, like
Katie's aunt, they come in with like real questions, real thoughts. I mean, Grandpa John looked like he was going to like share a beer with Eric the minute he met him. Like it was nothing, you know, like, and Barb would be like, take her home to
Barb
me.
Was,
you know, like,
Barb was ready to blackmail. Who was it? Hannah Ann, like on live TV, just like ready or no?
It was
because she wanted Pete to be with Hannah Ann, but he chose Matt.
Yes,
Maddie.
Maddie. Right. Yeah.
Barb.
I mean, at least her opinion would be heard. Grandpa John was there to try and bag that, you know, that woman
grandma
at the bowling alley.
She introduced, know? Well, like, I got my grandma and we're like, lit.
There we go. Have a
All
seat.
Right, what was your would you rather?
Let's do it. Okay, so here's my would you rather, and this is in the vein of the cocktail hour, you know, the rose ceremony. Would you rather be at a party and have everybody, have like every guy or, you know, whatever you're interested in, you're at a party and everyone at the party tell you if they're open to dating you, or be blissfully naive to who wants and doesn't want to date you?
Ooh.
So you walk in and everyone goes yes or no right to your face, and that means they would date you or not. Or you're just at a party and no one says anything.
I think
anything.
I would want to know right off the bat. Like, let's get to it. Yeah,
everyone.
Like,
let's
I'd rather just know, and then I can figure it out and not have to, you know, play this whole like courting game and waste my time when there's, you know, X amount of people over here that do want to date me.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if I could handle it.
I'd be sitting there like, I mean, Rachel's not wrong for feeling upset by getting turned down. I would feel very similarly, but it's just like you have to remember there's seven guys waiting outside that literally are here to marry you.
Yeah.
You know? So you'd have to like, so you'd take some thick skin. I don't know if I guess I would want to know if I could just put something in the punch that lets everyone tell me whether they would date me or not. It would be nice just to get that out of the way and I would know who to approach. But that's kind of what Tinder and Bumble is. So like,
yeah, you know, right, you know, off the bat, or you find out pretty soon. Later if they do like you or not. Yeah, I like the instant gratification, or like, let me just get it over with.
You'd probably, we would probably see everyone who wants to date us and be like, okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna go home and get, yeah.
They're like, I really like you. Yeah, but not you.
Gonna go home and eat Chinese food.
Better things. All right, so we loved this game last week. Jared came up with it, so it's basically like a marry, fuck, kill, but using bachelor instances. So it's fantasy suites, hometowns, or send home. And so we took some audience submissions this week.
I love it. So we're sending them straight to this part of the season, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to read them? Okay. Guy whose nickname is his only personality trait. Guy who doesn't get along with the other men. Guy who came on The Bachelorette because he's a huge fan of the show.
Ooh. I would say fantasy suite. You guys, he doesn't get along with the other men. I know my answer.
Go. Okay, I'll change it to woman. That's my preference in this scenario. If the woman didn't get along with the other women, I gotta get her to fantasy suite.
I was saying the same thing.
Right. We fucking.
Same.
She doesn't get along with everyone? She's gonna be wild. Okay, good. The person who came on who's a big fan of the show is going to hometowns because that means they enjoy the company of others. They sit in group situations. I can trust them to meet my family. Yeah. And the person whose only personality trait is a nickname, get them out of here. Send them home. They're done.
See, mine are flip-flops. So I'm with you on on the fantasy suites with the person who doesn't get along with the other men. But I think it would be hypocritical to say the guy whose nickname is their only personality trait, send home, because it's my only personality.
Because your lower third would be K York City, works at K York City.
That's my only person. So we're taking the personality trait name to hometowns, and then we are the big fan of the show, sending home. I also don't want to date guys who are big fans of the show, because I don't want to, that's not all I want to talk about. I mean, it might be fun to watch, but I'd rather introduce a guy to it and have that be a new thing.
Yes, come see my world.
Right.
I get it. So who are your top three men?
I think Zach is a top three, obviously because of his date with Rachel. I still think Jason is a top three. I am surprised.
Who's Jason?
Jason's the guy we really liked at the beginning when we were going through the guys. But didn't he tell? Oh, I guess he did say he was there for Gabby. Because I remember he did say at the beginning he was there for one of the girls. And I think he said he was there for Gabby.
Yeah. Jason seems like he's a little bit weird.
Oh, for sure.
You know, not like it. The more he doesn't have a lot to say, but it looks like he gets nervous. There was an interaction with him and Gabby where I was like, maybe this works. And I think we're going to get, I hope we get more from him, but I think you're right. It's weird that we haven't gotten a lot.
And then, Avon, I'm just an Avon stan. Yeah. What about you?
I had Nate seemingly is like in love with Gabby.
Oh yeah.
Zach from his date, and Tino's still
prominent. See, okay, so Nate and Tino were both guys that on the Instagram story, that's who everybody's liking right now, is Nate and Tino.
Well, again, I'm pretty sure the demographics of the Instagram is mostly female, considering this show. They both made a move. Made a move early, made a plan, came in, and I'm telling you, women like a man with a plan. You know, they came in for one woman in the dream scenario. So,
All right. So, IG Rising Star, I have Avon because I can just see him doing really well on Instagram. like posting thirst traps and all that kind of like doing like a workout thing or whatever. I see him having the personality to want to do that as well.
Good looking dude, dressed real sharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Also, I had Eric because he's just, if you're Mohawk guy, that means you're Mr. Social Media.
You're doing something.
You know, something's going on. Yeah, I just see him.
He needs attention.
Being very social on social media. Yeah.
Villain of the week, we both have Hayden. That was a tough. Yeah. That was tough to watch.
Tough to watch. It was. Hayden doesn't know what his face looks like. It's just. Can't say rough around the edges with that
you
face.
Absolutely
no.
Can't.
Yeah, like I just kept waiting for him to go into an accent, like, oh my girl. Looking a little rough around the edges, I see. You know, like.
Like, yeah, man. And for Paradise. So who did you pick for Paradise? You have an interesting lineup.
I had Meatball because nickname gets you in, makes you memorable. And then I have Gabby. Like, I really feel like Gabby is, like, going to, like, I hope she finds her confidence, but I think it's going to be the reason it's going to be tough for her to like end up in a marriage from this. But I do see her being the type to go on Paradise for some
reason. Yeah, I see that. I am choosing Eric, Spencer, and Mario. They just, I don't really know about Spencer. He's just giving me like meathead, but I think I see them as sort of like the bouncers, sort of from last season, how you had, you know, James and Aaron. That's who I kind of see these three guys being. I want to know who the
big, thick doofus types.
Yeah, totally. Mario doesn't really fit that like physical quality, but he's very goofy and he's like making all these funny comments and he's like a clown kind of. So I think I could see that. He's like the funny one of the group. I could see them all going together.
A few BTDs.
Yeah.
Big thick doofuses. Yeah.
big doofuses. I mean, add it to the list.
I want that t-shirt. Uh-huh. Big thick doofus. I want to be a big thick doofus. Yeah, BTD. Same. Cringe Harrison Award. What do you think?
Man, there was a part, it was during Zach and Rachel's date where they're on the red carpet having all the cameras, you know, take pictures of them, which was cute. But Zach says to her at one point, because they're like doing their different poses, and he goes, kisses? Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to projectile vomit.
So
like,
bad.
As it, like kisses? He's talking to his little like teacup poodle. Hated that. I mean, I see the sentiment, and they did like do a kiss on the carpet, but the kisses, what?
Especially because it's a fake paparazzi red carpet, so it's not like there was other people there to like talk under.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like there was all eyes were on them, so it's awkward, and also it's not like it's a real photo shoot. So like he says kisses to her, it's like. For what? The fake photo shoot we're doing? Like, what are you talking about?
I hated it.
Yeah, it's grossing me out right now even hearing it.
What about you? What was your cringe, Harrison?
I had Rachel wanting to leave while having seven men waiting to marry her in an audience of women who can't get a Tinder match.
Hello.
You know, like...
right? I literally had a guy ghosting men. Me at that moment. I'm like, why isn't he responding to my text?
Right.
And she's like, they all don't want to marry me. And I'm like, okay, well.
I'm leaving. The guy I barely knew doesn't want to date me.
I hadn't even gone on a date with him yet. Like, and he's like, you know what?
Right.
Whatever.
Come on, Rachel. Toughen
up. Toughen up. All right. So who got your rose this week?
Men in relationships. You got to see, if you watched with your girlfriend, you both got a front row seat for the hypocrisies of I want them to ask me and now I ask them and now they're dumping me. You're dumping me after I wanted you to tell me who you liked.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're a boyfriend, you're just sitting there just grinning like I want you to want to go to dinner tonight.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I said... Yeah. Grandpa John and Grandma. They have the most solid relationship on the show so far. I need more Grandma.
Totally agree. need
Maybe
more Grandma.
Maybe she'll come back during during hometowns. Who knows?
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
He's just got his arm around her. He's just they walk into the house. He's like, oh, you didn't know?
Yeah. Tell the producers, give them an idea because they're desperate for one.
Right.
Desperate.
Well.
Okay, we did it.
A fun episode.
Let them know we are, Kay.
Yeah, so make sure you guys are following us on Instagram. We are posting all about what's going on in Bachelor Nation. Tweets, TikToks, all that shit every week. It's on The Bachelor on Instagram. And then we have Bachelor Pod on Twitter where we're tweeting, live tweeting everything. And then also, Jared does a really good job out to this, but like, make sure you're posting us on your story when you're listening to the episode. Share it on your story. Share it with your friends. Tag us. I always reshare. So tag us in your Instagram stories when you're listening. And then you can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Fried. And if you're out there and you're still listening, I have a TED Talk that's out right now. I'd love for you guys to watch it. Yes. Thank you. It's called Who Should Pay for the First Date? I definitively answer the age-old question of who should pay for the first date. So if you go to my Instagram, at Jared Fried, the link is in my bio. Would love for you guys to watch and comment and share. But please also, most importantly, share this podcast. Just like Kay said to your Instagram stories, let people know. And we'll be back next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.